Last year of Iyun for Brachos, coordinated with the Daf Yomi, we discussed Smichus Gula Tefillah Daf Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara mentions a member here in the name of Avino, Rabbi Avino, Kala Omer Tehila LeDavid B'chol Yom Shalosh Piyamim Muvtach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. And Tehila David is what we call Ashrei. And Rashi, if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil Sholosh Pa'amim, Rashi writes, Keneged Sholosh Tfilos. In other words, Rashi assumes that we recite three Ashrays a day. Each one corresponds to another Tfilah. However, take a look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin Alochi Yud Beis of Hilchus Tfilah. The Rambam says, V'shivchu Chachamim Arishonim L'misha Korei Zmiros Misefer Tehillah B'chol Yom Vehein Mitehillah L'David Ad Sofa Sefer U'kvar Nogu Am Likros P'sukim L'fneim L'achreim. The Rambam doesn't mention that we should be reciting Tehillah L'David three times a day. He seems to have integrated Tehillah L'David into P'sukei Zimra, because that's what he's referring to when he says Shimchu Chacham Rishon L'misha Kori Zmiros Misefer Tehillim B'chol Yom, and he's talking about what we call Psukei Dezimra, and he says that you begin with Tehillah David. Perhaps the Rambam had a different girsa in Agamara. Our girsa indicates that he should be reciting Ashrei, what we call Tehillah David, Ashrei three times a day. The Rambam doesn't have three times a day. And we could ask two questions. Number one, how did Rashi know that we have to recite Tehillah David? If you look in our Gemara, it says Kala Omer Tehillah David, but it doesn't say exactly what the purpose of Tehillah David is. He's Muftach Lios Ben Olam Abba. He has a definite reward for that. But if Rashi sees Tehillah David as a separate entity, he doesn't integrate it into Psukei Dezimra. The Rambam integrates Tehillah David as part of Psukei Dezimra, and he advocates beginning Psukei Dezimra with Ashrei. But Rashi has three times a day Ashrei. Can I get the three tefillos? And we only have Psukei Dezimra once a day. It doesn't seem like Rashi has Tehillah David within the framework of Psukei Dezimra, but rather it's a separate independent entity. And the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis tells us that Yehichelki Migomrei Halel B'chol Yom. So the Gemara says that I wish I could recite Halal on a daily basis. So the Gemara says, Eini, that can't be so, because we have a principle of Hakori Halal B'chol Yom Areza Mechari from a Gadev. So he reinterprets, what does he mean when he says, Yehichel Ki Migomrei Halal B'chol Yom Kikam Rina B'Psukei D'Zimra. So this Gemara, towards the end of Masechta the Shabbos, is the source for Psukei D'Zimra. So Rashi says, what's Psukei Dezimra? Shnei mizmorim shel hilulim haluas Hashem en Hashamayim halu kel b'kodsho. So Rashi singles out two particular mizmorim of Tehillim. He doesn't mention Ashrei. So again, it seems like Rashi sees the sugya of Psukei Dezimra and Shabbos and the sugya here in Masechta Brachos as two separate sugyas, two separate kiyumim. One is a kiyum of Psukei Dezimra, and we can wonder exactly what the kiyum is and what its purpose is, and then there's a kiyum of Tehillah David as a separate entity. So perhaps Rashi holds that those two mizmorim, which he singles out there in Masechta Shabbos, Haluas Hashem Min HaShamayim Halu Kel B'Kodsho, they are the essence, or the, let's say, the backbone of Psukei Dezimra, and the recitation of Ashrei is not in any way included in Psukei Dezimra. Just It's a separate sugya here in Masechta Brachos, not sugya Zimra, but HaOmer B'chol Yom Tilu Dov Gimel Pam Mufta Loshu Ben Olam Abba. Now it would seem that Pesukei Zimra might be an introduction to Kriyat Shema. In other words, just like we say that Birchas Kriyat Shema is an introduction to Kriyat Shema, and in a sense the purpose of Birchas Kriyat Shema is to request permission and license to recite Kriyat Shema and then go on to Daven Shmon Esrei, and we've spoken about this in the past, that Tefillah needs a matir. So that Pesukei Zimra is sort of like the matir for Birchas Kriyat Shema. It's one introduction to the next introduction. And all this culminates with Shmon Esrei. And this is all based on a halacha of Le'olam Yisader Adam Shvach Shal Makom V'Yachach Yispalel, something that we derive from Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's got to be a sequence in which he begins with Sider Shvach Shal Makom, and only then he goes on to Tefillah. And that's the framework of Pesukei Zimra. It's all part of this matir that leads up to Shmon Esrei of Yisader Adam Shvach Shal Makom V'Yachach Yispalel. However, Amiras Shalosh Pa'amim Ashrei, that seems to be a different issue. That's a kiyum of what we call Bitochen B'Hashem, relying on Hashem. Hashem is going to sustain all. Posech Yedech Masbil Chol Chai Ratzon, and that's what we believe in. We have a faith in Hashem that we Boteach Bo, that He will be the Mefarnes and the Masbil Chol Chai Ratzon. Now, the Shvach of Ashrei, as the Gemara points out, has the additional measure or dimension of what we call the Aleph Beis, the Seder Aleph Beis, the Chof Beis, Osios, that really allude to the entire Torah, because the Torah is made up of Chof Beis Osios. And this is all part of the separate kiyum of Ashrei, whereas the Rambam has Ashrei and Tehillat David within the framework of Pesukei Zimra. The Rambam doesn't talk about saying it three times a day. Maybe he didn't have the girsah three times a day. Rashi, on the other hand, has Ashrei as a separate shevach, a separate kiyum of bitachon b'Hashem, that he's a zonas hakol, he's posech siyadech, etc. And according to Rashi, this is something that should accompany each one of our tefillos, all three tefillos, on a daily basis. Now, if you talk about Tehillat David having this extra special dimension of the Aleph Beis, what's so significant about the acrostic Aleph Beis? So the Rav Zichron of Vrach used to always say that whenever you want to express to Hashem that no matter how hard you try, you can never exhaust, you can never reach the goal, then you use the Aleph Beis to do so. For example, in Vidui, we'll have the Vidui al pi seder ha'aleph beis, in order to indicate to Hashem that no matter how long and how frequently we confess, we can never actually exhaust confession. There's always more to confess. In the case of Ashrei, which, as we said before, is a kiyum of shevach, then what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the aleph beis is that no matter how hard we try and how many shiros v'tishbachos and praises we add to Hashem, we can never really do it karoy. It's impossible to achieve that goal. As we say in Nishmas, Ilu finu moli shira kayom l'shonenu rino kamon galov eina nachnu maspikim lo dos l'cha Hashem alakeinu v'keil v'seinu l'varech eshmecha. We can't reach achas mi elef alfe alofim v'rivei v'avavos pa'avim atovish ad nisim v'nisvalos tetshu shasni imonu. So when we organize the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do so with an Aleph Beis, as we do in Tehillat David, because we're telling Hashem that me'aleph et tof, we'll try our best that we can to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shavach Vodoya, but at the end of the day, we can never fully achieve this goal. It's inachievable. And we can use all the osios in the world, and all that exists, all 22 osios, and we'll never be able to scratch the surface of fulfilling our obligation to praise Hashem. And the truth is that even to praise Hashem needs a matir. Who are you? Who am I? Mortal man, flesh, blood, here today, Yeluda Isha, finite, a speck of dust in the cosmos. Who am I to come in front of Hashem and praise God? And especially in light of the fact that I can never fulfill that obligation, maybe it's better not to start to begin with. Like the famous sugya later on in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, Hahud Nachas Kamei de Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina was there and somebody went as a shatz. Omar, and he started praising God. Hakel, Hagadol, Hanura, Hadir, Hazuz, Hachazak, Hamitz, Havadai, Hanichbad. So when he finally finished, he got so exhausted. Rabbi Chanina turns to him, he says, Amale, Siyamta Lekuli Shvach Demarach? Have you finally exhausted all the Shevach? You've given God as much Shevach as he deserves? Elo what? Anan, we have three words of praise. Hakel, Agodol, Agibor. Hani tlas tlas de Amrinon, and he loved Amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa. We also actually can say Gdol v'saknino b'tfila lo havin yichon lemeimer luhu v'at amrit kulei hai. He says that if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah and the Anshei Knesset Gdola enacted this halacha of opening tefila with words of Shevach, we would not be able to say Shevach. And you want to say Shevach on your own, as if to exhaust all the words of praise to God. And the Gemara gives a mashal. Mashal melech posav adam, shahaylo elef alofim dinrei zav, v'ayu mekalsin oso b'shal kesef, halo gnayu lo. If the man, the king, owns gold and you praise him because he owns silver, that's an insult. And the same thing applies here to praising Hashem. You're going to start praising Hashem with all these words and then say, well, that's the best I can do. So you gave praises for silver instead of for gold. It's insulting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need a matir. And the matir is that in the Torah it says that these are words of Shvach. Of Shevach Vodoya, and the Anshei Knesset Gedola enacted it as a formal requirement, obligation to recite these words of Shevach. And if that be the case, then perhaps we can begin to understand why Chazal wanted us to recite Tehillah David, and for that matter, Pesukei de Zimra, before Tefillah. But we may go even a step further. And we may suggest that even the Shevach itself needs a matir. We have to say, well, the halacha was formulated and established in such a way that we're obligated to recite these Shiros Mishnas Brachos of Pesukei Zimra of Ashrei. And that's going to allow us to do this. Now, if we look at Tehillat David, we may be able to reveal exactly where the formulation of the matir appears within the framework of Tehillat David. We start by saying, Aro Mimcha Elokai HaMelech V'Avorcha Shimcha L'Olam V'Od B'Chol Yom Avorecha V'Agad L'Shimcha L'Olam V'Od. It means on a daily basis we're obligated to thank Hashem constantly and express our gratitude and our praise. But we realize that this is a very difficult obligation to fulfill in the proper way, because Gadol Hashem U'Mehulo Miod V'Lugdula So'Ein Cheker, meaning we can never begin to understand and comprehend the greatness of God. We can't therefore express our Shevach and accurately praise God and describe God. And all our words of Shevach would not do it. They're not maspik, as we saw in Nishmas, in the praise of Nishmas. We can never really truly exhaust our Shevach, our expression of thanks to Hashem and praise to Hashem. Now you may ask me, so if that be the case, maybe we shouldn't even start. You know, to start something that you can't finish and you'll end up with silver instead of gold, that's insulting. What's pushing you to start Shevach? And the answer is we have a matir for Shevach, and that's what the Pasuk in Tehillat David responds and says, Dor l'dor yishavach ma'asecha u'gvurasecha yagidu. The matzah say shevach is the fact that the generations before us, and we're standing on their shoulders, they determined and established divrei shevach v'shira. And therefore we too are permitted to recite divrei shevach v'shira l'Hashem, and in this way we're mekayim a mesorah from our forefathers. And this is what David Abel says in Tilu David Hadar Kvod Adar Kvod Malchuscha Adar Kvod Odecha V'Divrei Niflosecha Sicha. Now I'd like to fast forward to Daf Hey, and we're getting into some pretty heavy agaritas, and in the Ian Shear it's a challenge. I'm not saying we're not going to try to live up to that challenge to find discussions in Iyun based on the Agadah. But before we do that, let's talk about Rabbi Yochanan's statement regarding the Goyim Ubanim. And he says, these are not Yisurim Shal Ava. And the Gemara asks the question, is it really so that there's no way of classifying the Goyim as Yisurim Shal Ava? In other words, maybe the Torah brings the Goyim these kinds of plagues on the body, these dermatological, pathological manifestations on the body. Maybe these are Yisurim Shal Ava. You person is humiliated, but that's Yisurim Shal Ava. So the Gemara quotes a braisa. Kol mi sheyesh bo echad mi'arba maros negoyim alolu einom elo mizbeach kapara. So we see clearly that negoyim are mizbeach kapara. That's exactly what Yisurim could be. Or I mean, you can define Yisurim Shalav in different ways, but certainly one valid possibility is to say that God's offering you a possibility of kapara. So the Gemara answers, holon v'holahu. So take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Holon, Holohu, on Daf Heyamid Beis. It's actually the first Rashi on the page. No, that's not true. It's the three lines down from the top of the page. And Rashi writes, the Eretz Yisrael, Sha'ari Chome Mekudashos Ba, Umetzoraton Shiluach Chutzolayim, Einom Yisurim Shal'ava, Babal She'enom Te'unim Shiluach, Behein Mizbah Kapara Habi Yisurin Shal Ava. So Rashi makes it all depend upon the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz on what's called Orei, right? Shiluach Chutz Alehem in the case of Orei Choma, meaning Bate Ori Choma, Irmu Kefes Choma. In Eretz Yisrael, Ori Choma have a certain special significance and Kedusha, and the Mitzorah has to be removed from these cities, from any ear that has the status of Bate Choma. And that is not called Yisurim Shal Ava. Perhaps it's too severe to be considered Yisum Shalava. But Bavel says Rashi, Einam Te'unim Shiluach, Vein Mizbach Kapara, is Havi Yisum Shalava. So in the case of Bavel, which is Holon, there's no Shiluach, and therefore the tzaras, the nega, is a mizbach kapara. It's Yisurim Shal Ava. So if you look at Tosis, Dibra Maschil Holon, which is the first Tosis on Daf Heyam and Beis, Tosis says, he has a kash on Rashi, Shiluach Machnos, Loay Noeg El Bizman Shi Yovil Noeg, Ubate Chor Arichoma. B'mei Amoraim lo hoya hayovel noeg behech hoya medaber Rabbi Yochanan midaber shaloya noeg biyomav. Tosa says if you make the calculation according to Rashi's premises, then it's very strange that Rabbi Yochanan is asking, is talking about a phenomenon that couldn't exist, at least at this point in history. Because what do we have? We have a situation in which in Eretz Yisrael they cannot be Shiluach Machnos, because since the Yovel is not Noheg, then Vati Arichoma are not activated, not Noheg. And this already is true. At the time of the Amoraim, there was no Yovel Noheg. So then Rabbi Yochanan is really talking about a Dover Shaloya Noheg Biyoma, something that couldn't possibly exist in his time. That Holohu, which is Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yochanan was located, means that they were Makayim the mitzvahs of Shvias, and even Shiluach Min HaMachna in the case of the Goyim. We'll leave out a discussion about Shvias for the time being. But anyway, if we focus just on Tumas Mitzora, then in the case of Batei Arei Choma, Rashi seems to be assuming that this is Noeg even Bizman Hazeh, and therefore Holahu, if in Eretz Yisrael we would have a Mitzora, we would need to send him Chutz LaMachna. Well, it's very strange, because Shiluach HaMachnos was only Noeg at a time when Yovel was Noeg and Batei Arei Choma were Noeg in. And at the time of the Amoraim, there was no such thing as Yovel. Let's read the Tosfos. He says, just one second here, let me just get the place. On the top he says, because in effect the whole discussion of Rabbi Yochanan here about whether it is Yisum Shalava or not Yisum Shalava is, there's no practical ramifications here, because we're talking about Negoyim that don't exist today. Because if the Yovel is not Noeg, then Batei Arei Choma not Noeg, and then Mimele you don't have Shiluach of a Mitzora. The Yeshma Farshim Halon V'Halahu Le'inyan Tuma Shenizhar Be'Eretz Yisrael V'Lo Be'Bavel. Fine. The Tosis offers an alternative shot. But what was Tosis's kasha? He was assuming, it says Halahu, and Rashi identifies that as Eretz Yisrael, which has Kedushas, Ori, Choma, Mekudoshos, and Mitzora, Ton Shiluach, and that couldn't be Yisurim Shalav. It's too severe of a punishment and a humiliation to send them Chutz LaMachna. But that whole story is not Noeg Bizman Hazeh, asks Tosis, because we don't have Batei Arei Choma, we don't have Yovel, maybe we don't have Batei Arei Choma. And if that be the case, then the Din of Shiluach doesn't apply, even in Eretz Yisrael. How can you have Shiluach Min HaMachnos in Eretz Yisrael if you need a Yovel, that's Noeg, if you need Batei Arei Choma? So there can't be Shiluach Min HaMachnos Bizman Hazeh. So the Rav Zichrono Livracha, Rabbi Soloveitchik, said that he thinks that Rashi holds that the concept that Kedushas Batei Arei Choma depends upon Yovel, and it's Batel in our time. He says that Shiluach Mitzora from Batei Arei Choma does not depend upon what we call the din of Shiluach Tmeim from Kedushas Machnos, because one would really question whether this Kedushas Machnos of Batei Arei Choma in our time. So what we're dealing with here, in the case of Shiluach from Batei Arei Choma, is a Shiluach which is a din to send the Mitzora out of Arei Choma, meaning out of the reality, what is Arei Choma, even if it's not knowing bizman hazeh. There's a din of shiluach mitzora from batei arichoma even bizman hazeh, according to Rashi. Even though you don't have yovel, noeg, and you don't have the kedusha, but nevertheless you have what's called a chefta, the entity of arichoma. And take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Tzoras Perek Yud Aleph Zayin, when he writes din hamitzora sheyil lo moshav levado chutz la'ir shenemar michutz l'machta moshavo v'dover zeh be'ayoros hamukafas choma b'yaretz Yisrael bilvad. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, and he tells us about the din of a mitzora. They have to go chutz la'ir, and some of the details about what's going to happen chutz la'ir. That's all we get from this Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Tzoras. However, let's take a look in the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdash in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Rambam writes, Shomea ni shamitzora v'azov utmeimeis shloshtam b'makom echad. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that hamitzora and the zav and the tamimes, they're all from one place? Talmud lomer b'mitzora badad yeshiv michutz l'machne moshavo ze machne Yisrael shehu mafteach Yerushalayim ulefnim is mama tzor shetimos chamura is chomer shilucha mishuach chavero, etc., etc. Lefichach mishalchin es hamitzor chutz l'gimel machno shehu chutz l'Yerushalayim mivnei shu metame bibia ma she'ein hazav metame. We're trying to figure out why the Rambam omits the din of shiluach hamitzora in the case of an ear mukefes choma. In Tumas Tzoras he actually mentions this, but here in Hilchas Bias Migdash he omits it. So the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos at the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Tzoras writes Sheyia HaMitzora Mefursam B'Kriyas B'Godov U'B'Priyas Rosho V'Atoya Al Sofam. In other words, there's halacha of Pirsum, of publicizing that he's a mitzora. So perhaps we could suggest the following, that basically the law of shiluach hamitzora chutz l'machta really is disguised as two different dinim. You get two for the price of one. The first din is din shiluach hamitzora b'machne Yisrael v'din shiluach hatmeyan. In other words, insofar as he's tomei etumas tzaras, so he's a tomei, and a prototype of a tomei is the mitzora. So we have this general category called tmeim, and we have a mitzvah shiluach tmeim, and we have the specific case of mitzora as one case of many, many cases of din shiluach tmeim. And in the case of tumas mitzora, we're going to send them out of Yerushalayim. Now we have a kiyum, number two, of pirsum shehu mitzora. And by sending him out of the machne, all the way out there, chutz Yerushalayim, we are now being mefarsem the fact that he's a mitzora. And it's no less of a person than Kriyas Begadavu, Priyas Rosho. And this din is learned from Tomei Yikra. Is there enough community between these two dinim? One of the din of Shiluach HaMetzora B'Toras Tomei, and the other din of Akiyum Pirsum Shehu Mitzora. And the nafkemina would be as far as Malchus is concerned. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaTmeim Mimachna HaKadosh U'Mi Yerushalayim is Nesar Belav. So in a case where the Tomei refuses to leave the Machna Kadosh Yishalayim, then he violates this Lav and he gets Malkus. So we can open up the Rambam in Per Gimel Milchus B'Yasmigdash Halacha Ches, and we can read it again. The Rambam says, HaTomei HaMeshulach. This is not the Rambam that we saw before. The Rambam that we saw before in B'Yas Migdash is at the beginning of Per Gimel. And there the Rambam says that the Mitzora Bodad Yeshev Michutza Machne, and he has to go out of Machne Yisrael Mi Pesach Yushalayim Ublev Fnim. But now we're looking at the Rambam a little bit later in the same Perek, the third chapter of Hilchos B'Yas Migdash. And the Rambam says, HaTomei HaMeshulach Mehara Bayis Im Nichnas Over Belosas Evelokesh and Emar Vayetze El Michutz LaMachne Ze Machne Shechina V'lo Yovo El Toch HaMachne Ze Machne Leviya V'chein Mitzora Shenichnas Yushalayim Loke Aval im nichnas l'shar ha'orim ha'mukofas chom afal pi she'eno rashoi l'fi she'nemar bodod yeshev is therefore eno loke. So again, why doesn't he get malchus for shiluach mitzora? Because it's only a bit of a kiyum mitzvah of pirsum, and that's derived from the pasuk tomei tomei yikra. And the pasuk bodad yeshev michutz lemachne moshavo. Let's quickly review these two dinim, which the Rambam has implied in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras with regard to shiluach machne. One is the mitzora is like any other tamei sent chutz lemachne. That's shiluach michutz yushalayim. And then there's a pirsum that he's a mitzora, and we send him out of Machna as a kiyum of that person with Taras. Like the case of Kriyas Begodav and Priyas Rosho. And this is derived from the Pasuk Tomi Tomi Yikra. So there are two possible dinim with nafkaminas between them. The mitzvah Shiluach Tmeim of Chutz L'Machna, which applies to Yerushalayim, and that's a lav. As the Rambam writes at the beginning of Halacha Chay, in Perek Yom Milchus B'Yas Migdash Halacha Chay, the Rambam writes, HaTomei HaMeshulach Me'arabayis Im Nichnas Over Belosase V'Lokesh and Emer Vayetze El Michutz L'Machne Zemachne Shechina V'Lo Yov El Toch HaMachne Zemachne Leviyah V'Chei Mitzora Shenichnas Yerushalayim Lokeh. Aval im nichnas l'shar ha'orim ha'mukafos chomo afo pishein rashoi l'fishen emar b'bodol yeshev eno loke. So you don't get malchus v'shiluach mitzora as far as batei chom is concerned. That's only a bitul kiyum mitzvah pirsum ha'mitzora based on the pasuk tomi tomi yikra b'bodol yeshev michutz l'machne. So that in Hilchos B'Yas Migdash, the Rambam brings down the din of Shiluach Mitzora, that's Chal Midin, the general mitzvah of Shiluach Tmeim. As far as the din of Tumaso, that's Chal, the din of Shiluach HaMitzora, that we send him out of Gimel Machnas, that's a kiyum of mitzvah Shiluach HaTmeim and HaMachnas. But on the other hand, there's a separate din of Shiluach HaMetzorah from Ayoros Mikofas Choma, and that's not Chal Midin Shiluach Tmeim Mimachna Kodesh, but rather Midin Kiyum Mitzvah Mitzorah Lefarsim is Tumaso. It's a Kiyum Pirsum. And you'll see this in the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Tzaras Perek Yud, HaMetzoras, Eino Poras, V'Eino Poremes, Ela Ote Al Sofam, V'Lo Ote Al Sofam, El Yoshevesi Michutz La'ir Modia La'cherim Shitmeya. So the Rambam says that even though Eino Paras and Eino Paremes, nevertheless she sits Chutz Le'ir. Now, if she's excluded from Priya and Prima, and that's derived in Sota from a Gzeres HaKasuv, then why does she have a Kiyum of Yosheves Chutz Le'ir? But the answer is that the Ram wants to teach us that you don't want to tell me that since she's not obligated in Priya and Prima and Atiyah Sofam, which are part of the Kiyume Mitzvah of Tami Yikra, but here we would say that she's also excluded from those dinim. And the Ram wants to tell you, no, as far as the din of Yeshiva Chutz Le'ir, which is a kiyum of Tami Yikra, that applies. That the Pirsum of Tuma, which is Lasheves Chutz Le'ir, is part of the mitzvah of Tami Yikra, and that applies even if she's not Chayeves in Priya and Prima. So let's go back now to Rashi. Rashi says that the din of Shiluach Mitzora, which is Chal Midin Pirsum, applies to Batei Arichoma in the Cheftz of Batei Arichoma, and it doesn't depend upon Kiddushas Batei Arichoma. It's Chal Midin Shiluach Mitzora, Mibatei Mitzora, Batei Arichoma, and even Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no Yovel Noe, and even though the Kiddushas Batei Arichoma is Betela. However, the din of shiluach hametzorim michutz legimel machnes, which is chal midin shiluach tmeim, that depends on kedushas batei arichoma, which depends upon yovel. That's not noeg bismanas. Even Rashi agrees so. And the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Tumas Tzaras Halacha Zayin says dover ze bayoras hamukafas choma beretz Yisrael bilvan. What is the Rambam teaching us? Of course, kedushas batei arichoma is only chal in an ear chomish of Eretz Yisrael. But if we're correct that the din of Mitzorah and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaMitzorah is totally in the cheftz of ear choma, there was a havmin to say that even in Chutzarts there's a cheftz of ear choma, and there's a mitzvah of Shiluach Mitzorah even from Batei Choma in Chutzarts. Kamashma, no, only in Eretz Yisrael is there a chalos din Shiluach Meir Choma. Now let's talk here for a moment about Ein Tfiloso Shel Adam Nishmas Elo BeBeis HaKnesses. This is the Gemara here on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Shenemar L'Shmuel Arino Vela Tfilo BeMakom Rino Shamtei Tfilo. So if you take a look at Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyan Hashas, he tells you to look in Tosus in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Garsu BeGemara Didan the Ein Tfilosa Shalom Nishmas El Im Hatzibur, which means that according to Tosus, the meaning of Makom Rina Shamte Tfila is a Tfila that's Nishmas B'Tzibur. Rashi, on the other hand, says B'Makom Rina V'Beis HaKnesses Shesham Omrim Hatzibur Shiros V'Tishpachos B'Ne'imos Kol Orev. Now, it's according to Rashi, the terminology, the concept of Makom Rina is a Beis HaKnesses, which is a Makom Rina, because the Tzibur there sings Shiros and Tishpachos, and that's where our tefillah should be. It would seem from Rashi that Pesukei Zimra were established Dafka B'Tzibur, and that's a question. But Aliba de Rashi, it would seem that the Gemara is talking about the Mile of Tefillah and Beis HaKnesses. According to Tosus, the Gemara is talking about the Mile of Amispal and Matzibur. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Ches Milchus Tefillah. Tefillah Satzib and Nishmas Tomid. Afilu Hoyubayim Chotim. Eina Kashbach Moes Betfilos and Shal Rabbim. Leficha Tzar Chodom. Leshatev Atzma Matzibur. Velo Yispal El Biyochid. Calls man sheyachol is fal betzibur. Liom yashkim adav yariv lebeis hakneses shein tefila nishmas bechol esel beis hakneses. So you see clearly that there are two different kiyumim. There's a kiyum of tefila matzibur. There's a kiyum of tefila in a beis hakneses. Now the Gemara tells us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, minayin liv mispal shaloye davar chotzeis beino lebein hakir. Shenemar vayasev chizkiyo ponav el akir. Take a look at Tosus Divrei Maskil Shelo. He says, "Aval milsa de kviya kagon aron uteva einze hefsek. Aval mita nirasha einze kavua." And if you look at Tosa Rush, it's even clearer. He says, "Aron vateva sheminichem aleim asefet Torah kevan shekvuim viomdim lo mikri chatzitza." So mita is a chatzitza because it's not kavua; it's not there on a regular basis. Tommy, if it would be kavua, then it wouldn't be chotzeitz, because something that's kavua is not chotzeitz. However, if you take a look in Or HaChaim Siman Tzadi in the Bach, he holds that even a mita kavua, which is set in a place tamid, it's a chatzitza. V'tzarch lahakvit shelo yashum dover beino levein akir. So we have here a Bach that seems to be contradicted by the Tosa Rosh. The Tosa Rosh seems to say that it all depends upon its kavua. If it's kavua, it's not chatzitza. And the Bach says that in a case of mita, even if it's kavua, it's a chatzitza. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Perkei Milchus Tefila Lachavav. Tikun ha-mokom keitzad, ya'amod b'mokom namuch v'yachzor ponav l'kosel. Now getting back to Siman Tzadi, the Beis Yosef writes that according to the Rambam Shita, there shouldn't be anything in front of him that could be mevatel as kavona. Now there's machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham about a shtender, also in Siman Tzadi. Is that called a chatzitza or not? The Taz says it's not a chatzitza because it's a tzorach tefila. The Magen Avraham says it's a chatzitza because shulchan v'teva, even though they're also nami l'tzorach tefila, but ein mutarim ela b'kvuim. So what is the yisod of this isa that you shouldn't have a davar chotzeitz beino levein akosel? If it's because of bittul kavanaso, and that's as far as the Rambam as the Beis Yosef saw it, then we could possibly assume that if it's something that's the tzorach tefila, like a shtender, that's not a chatzitza. And that's going to be the Shita Sataz. But the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Tzadi Chesiv Dalet writes, "Hatfilu b'makom karbon, shelo yachutz dover beino levein akir, dumi the karbon, shechatzitza poselos beino levein akli." So it seems like, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch is codifying the law, the requirement of that there shouldn't be a davar chotzeitz is derived from karbon. It's a separate halacha, and therefore shtender would be a chatzitza, because tzarech shelo yeshum davar beino levein akir. Hence, the Magen Avraham is correct. Now, if you take a look at Rashi Somach Lemitaso, he writes Kol Yomayin Nisharti Shelo Lasos Melacha VeShelo Lasok B'Torah Shamanati Mimitasi Ad SheEkra Kriyat Shema. He was makpid, he was very careful that when he woke up in the morning, he wouldn't get engaged. He wouldn't engage in any Melacha. He wouldn't even study Torah until he read Kriyat Shema and he davened. And Tosfos Dima Maskil Ella quotes this Rashi that a few lilmod asur lilmod kodem atfila v'lo yadati minole avol raya deshari lilmod kodem delakamon beperek sheni yudalim in base amrina derav makdim umashi yode umevarech umasni pirka v'kari kriyat shema kimot zimna zman kriyat shema. So we see clearly from the Gemara, says Tosfos, that you can learn Torah before Kriyat Shema. Why does Rashi, and how do we understand Rashi, who prohibits Torah before Kriyat Shema? Now if we fast forward to Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda, Rav Chanina, Mishum, Rav Lozman, and Yaakov, Imai Dechsiv, Lo soch lo adam, lo soch lo kodem shetisfal al dim, chom rab yitzchak, rab yochanan, kol ha-ocha v'shosa v'yakach mispal olav ha-kosav om v'yoso, v'yosi yishlachta achrei goyvecha, goyecha, al tigri goyecha el geyecha, chom rab kodesh poruch liachar shenizga ezeh kibol olav omach v'shamayim. So clearly, a person should not be eating or drinking before daven. And the Rambam codifies this in Perek Vav Mihilchus Tefila Alocha Dalet. Osel Olionam Shiyitom Klum O Shiyasem Alocha Me'achar Sha'olam Urashachar Ad Shiyispal Tefilas Shachris V'chein Lo Yashkim LePesach Havero Lishol B'Shlomo Kodim Shiyispal Tefilas Shachris V'lo Yetzei L'Derech Kodim Shiyispal. So the Kesef Mishnah's Mitzayim that the source of the Rambam is the sugya that we have here of Abba bin Yomin, Kol Yomai Itzta'arti Shiyahei Tfilasi Somach L'mitasi. And the Kesef Mishnah writes, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Al Tfilasi Shetei Smucha L'kumi Me'amita Klomar Shlo Esem Aloch Ben Tayin. And then the Kesef Mishnah adds, Udelo Kirashi Dafil Likros Lo Hoya Rotza Achar Shiyal Amuna Shachar Shiyispalel. So we have now machlok shin tosus in the Rambam, tosus in the Rambam on one end and Rashi on the other. What is the iser of lo socha al adam? According to the Rambam, we derive from this pasuk an iser achil and asiyas melacha kodem shispalel. That's kind of uvdin the chol. But limud Torah, which is chafzi shemayim, it's a mitzvah. You mutal le kodem tefila. According to Rashi, on the other hand, we derive from this pasuk an isur lishtamish b'kol chelik shel aguf kodem sheyispalel, v'afilu lishtamish b'sichlo osur. So it means that even to utilize his intellect, which is one part of his body, he should not do so before he davens, and therefore you're not even allowed to learn Torah before you daven. But Tosfos Akasha, we see from the Gemara later on Daf Yud, that there's only an Iser of Achil and Shasiya Kodem Tefillah. We don't see anything about an Iser Talmud Torah. So perhaps that's a case where he started learning before the Zman Tefillah, and therefore he's allowed to continue his learning, even though he hasn't davened yet. He still doesn't have to stop and terminate his learning for the sake of tefillah. But in a case of our sugya, where he already has begun zman tefillah, and he hasn't yet started learning, he's not allowed to start learning before he's mispalel. And according to Rashi, one would wonder about the mitzvah of ona after amud ha-shachar. Would that be permissible? Again, he's using his body for something other than tefillah. But according to Tosfos in the Rambam, one would say that perhaps if it's a mitzvah, then that should be permissible. Again, you might need to buy a sofel and so forth. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara darshins the pasuk v'ro kol ami aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yiru mimecha v'sanya Rabbi Eliezer agadol omer elu tefillin shabarosh. So v'ro kol ami aretz v'yiru mimecha, that's tefillin shel rosh. If you look at Rashi Menachos on Daf Lamed Hamed Beis, Rashi diramaskil shem Hashem ekra, Rashi writes elu tefillin shel rosh shekasu ben rov Hashem shin v'dalet. So the name of Hashem is Shin, Dalet, and then Yud, and the Shin and Dalet are written on the Shel Rosh. So when it says Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, that's a reference to Tefillin Shel Rosh, because it has two of the letters Shin and Dalet of Shem Hashem. Tefillin Shel Yad has only one letter, and that's the Yud. Now the Gemara Menachos on Daf Lamed Hayim Beis that we mentioned earlier says Amar Rabbi Yehuda B'Reid Rab Shmuel etc. etc. Kesher shel tefillin aloch l'moshe misinai, and Rashi writes Kesher shel tefillin shishim haritzuos al rosho. And I'm sorry, sheyasim haritzuos al rosho ke'ein dalid kidei sheyashin dalid and then yud. Nira alam, the shin nira bekemat base baisachitzona, shekafala klaf kein shin, vidalid nira bekesher vikesher, viyud nira be oso shal yad, kimin ritsua ktana, verosha Chofuf mi'at kimin yud. It's clear from Rashi that the Dalet and the Yud in the Ritzuos and the Shin in the Shalrosh is all halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. But Tosu Masechta Shabbos Daf Samach Beis, the Ramasel Shin, right? That we don't have the gears of the Dalet for Yud, and that's clear from the Gemara B'Mev Madlikin, because it says by the Brisa of Rabbi Yosef lo Hichshu leMelecha Shamayim. Umuki litzuraseyan litzuraseyan v'lo parach dalid shel tefillin halach l'moshe misinai k'de parach kabishin. So we have now machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Is it only the shin in the shel rosh that's halach l'moshe misinai, that's Tosfos shita, or even the kesher of the dalid and the yud is halach l'moshe misinai, and that's Rashi shita? Now, if you take a look at here in Brachas and now with Sugyan Daf Vav and Tosfos Maskil Elu, he quotes Rashi, Lefishesh Ben Rov Shem Shel Shin Dalad Yud, Shashin Ksuba Bekemet Shebebatim, Vadalas Beretsuos. He says, Tema, Mishabes Perbach Mebadlikin, Dekome Min Amuta Beficha, Velo Mafik Ritsuos, Mitoras Hashem Beficha. The Odi says the Meperik Basu the Megillah Chavavam Midbeis Karil Ritzuas Tashmishe Kedusha Eliyeh Shlomer Elu Tefillin Shavarosh Lefishem Begovo Shalrosh VeNirim is the Shaykh Bu Vero Avol Tefillin Shal Yad Mechusim Dechsiv Lecha Lios Velo Lacherim Lios. So Tosus proves from the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Chav Chesam Midbeis and Perik Bamem Adlikin that lo hukshru l'mlecha shamayim elo or behema tahora bilvad l'may hilchasa l'ritzuos u'mikra d'laman toras Hashem b'ficha nilmad shabbatim u'parshios boy muter b'ficha d'rak hashin nechshav ksav v'os me'aloch l'mosh mi'sinai mashen kin kesher adalid the yud shebirtzuos ena nechshav li'os the alkein lo chal birtzuos din min amuta beficha. And Tosus quotes the Gemara Megillah Daf Chavav Amid Beis kari liritzuos tashmishe kedusha. Again, it's a proof that the dalet and the yud did not have a din of ksav. If they had a din of ksav, then there would be chalos on the ritzuos of gufei kedusha. And this is all clear from Tosus and Menachos. On Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, he says, "Venira de Dalit v'Yud Shebirtzus Lav Osios Gemura Sein V'Lo Choshem Min Hashem Shel Shin Dalit Yud." So Rashi is really difficult. Now we're going to continue with the Agadita and the Daf Shia, and perhaps we'll get a chance tomorrow, if possible, to do a little bit more Iyun on the Agadita. I'm always interested in learning the Agadita. I don't always have time. It's very time-consuming and very challenging to go through a complex Agadita, especially the Gemara uses descriptions of God that sound more like descriptions of human activity, and we have to understand it on a symbolic level. So that's Od L'Chazon L'Moed, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do that.